Paired and you are listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. My name's Danny. Thank you for joining us. Going out to gigs, catching a game of footy, might be an easy thing to do on a Friday night, but for many this can be a bit of a struggle. Fortunately, Gig Buddies is a great initiative that pairs people with and without learning disabilities to form firm friendships and attend events together. Tell us more about this. We're joined by Gig Buddies Community Engagement Coordinator Matthew Collins and current Gig Buddy Tim Hardiman to talk more about the project. Thanks so much for joining us here on Friday Drive, Matthew and Tim.
Thanks.
Oh, hang on. I've got to turn on your microphones. Oh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Sorry about that. This is my first time doing radio. Give us a crash course in Gig Buddies. What's the purpose of this initiative and how did it all get started?
Your introduction was pretty much spot on. fantastic. It was everything everybody needs to know about us. So we started in Sydney about 4.5 years ago, but it started originally in Brighton in the UK.
Right.
A chap called Paul Richards, a fantastic guy. He was in a five-piece called Heavy Load. And Heavy Load, they had the five-piece, there were members who had disabilities. They were a great band. They played in New York. They played at Glastonbury. They warmed up for Eurovision acts. But whenever they played local gigs in Brighton, people were leaving after one song, and they got a bit of a complexion thinking, you know, are we bad? But the truth was people were there. People in attendance had disabilities, and they were there with their support workers. And support workers, being support workers, they would finish at 9 o'clock.
Right.
So once they finish, the person they were working with had to leave as well. So Paul thought something needs to be done about this. So people with disabilities are being deprived the opportunity to live the life they want. So he came up with the idea of Gig Buddies.
And how many people have you got currently involved in the program, both as Gig Buddies and as Gig Buddy volunteers?
So volunteers, we've got near on about 600 signed up. In Buddies, we've got about 300. And out of that, we've paired up over 100. So there is a bit of an imbalance there. But that sort of points to some of the challenges we face. So when it comes to making a match, we pair people obviously on mutual interests.
Right.
But we also ask the buddy, the person with a disability, if they like a male or a female, if they like someone of a certain age, and if they like assistance from A to B, so if they'd like someone from the local area. So we don't put people together just for the sake of it. We want this to be long-lasting and, you know, genuine friendship.
Excellent. Tim, how long have you been involved with Gig Buddies for?
Long time. Long. Okay.
What prompted you to get involved?
Making and everybody in Auckland, Thorn and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what have been some of the events that you've enjoyed attending thus far?
Shapa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cronulla.
Yes.
And basketball.
Oh, you went to the basketball?
Yeah. And team play basketball. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And so it's mainly sport. What are the must-see matches for you in the coming months?
Sharpay.
Oh, yeah.
Beacon and Sharpay.
Yes, and Sharks Warriors soon as well. We're going to the Warriors Sharks game soon.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's really fantastic.
So we're actually in partnership with Cronulla Sharks. So we go to a number of games every season. They're big supporters of ours. And our Warriors game at the end of August is our charity fundraiser.
So fantastic.
We'll be on the big screen and having an information tent, so it'd be a good opportunity.
So another good reason for people to get down to Shark Park and check the game out. Now, you recently put out a mid-year report to highlight some of the successes and challenges the program's faced. In particular, it highlights that imbalance that you were talking about before.
Yes.
What do you think this is the best way to sort of combat that?
Firstly, we're blessed to have so many volunteers sign up, and I genuinely think our volunteers are of the opinion that they want to get something out of giving.
Yep.
So I think, you know, the days of giving $100 and just, you know, that's it, that's the end of my transaction, that they're gone. You know, our volunteers want to engage and want to give something back.
Yeah.
So we're blessed to have so many volunteers. I suppose it's a good opportunity really to have a bit of a call to arms. You know, we're desperately looking for people with disabilities in the Inner West. The report you mentioned, we've got over 140 unpaired volunteers, so we've got amazing resources ready to go, but we've got very few buddies, adults with disabilities from the area.
Okay.
And like I said to you, we pair people based on mutual interest, but we also want this to be convenient for both parties. You know, we emphasize that the volunteer is not a support worker.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's genuine friendship. So we wouldn't pair a volunteer from someone who lives in, say, Newtown with a buddy in Hornsby, because there's potential that they'd have to go all the way to Hornsby to collect, to meet, then go back to, say, the city, then go back to Hornsby to drop off, then back to Bond, then back to Newtown to, you know, to go home. And I, you know, we ask ourselves, is that long term and is that sustainable? You know, we want this to be genuine and convenient for all parties.
And how would, what's the best way for people to get involved? Just go to the website, which is gigbuddiessydney.org, and sign up there.
Absolutely, yeah. So on there, we've got online application forms, one for buddies and one for volunteers. If people have questions, they can get in contact with us at the office, or they can go on our Facebook or Instagram pages. Just type in Gig Buddy Sydney to Google.
That's excellent. When it expands to the inner west, Tim, you'll have to come to Henson Park to watch the Jets. They're the feeder club for your beloved Sharks, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, well, there you go. You get along to Henson Park, you might see a few future Sharks superstars. A wonderful initiative. Tim, Matthew, thank you so much for coming into Friday Drive. It's just great to hear about this. That website, again, if you want to go there and get involved, gigbuddiessydney.org. That's gigbuddiessydney.org.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Here's a bit of Kate Davis for you now on Friday Drive 2SER's track called Cloud.